Coach Schultz.
I'm going to say it again, never take winning for granted. Never take a win for granted. It's always great to win, especially a conference game. Really want to compliment Middle Tennessee, Coach Stockstill, Brent Stockstill, for the game that they put together tonight. I thought Brent competed his tail off, threw for 381 yards in an absolute second half mutter, which was hard to kind of throw and catch a ball in. But I think they really did a good job. They have a good football team. Thought their players competed extremely hard, but really proud of our football team and what they were able to go out on the field and what they were able to get done. To go out there, and I think in the first half, Jeff was about 15 of 18 throwing the ball, something like that. I don't know, 13 of 15 maybe or something. I don't remember. I just remember seeing the stat at halftime and saying, wow, he's throwing the ball really accurately. But yet, when they read me the runs that Kenneth had after the first quarter, he'd only touched the ball like four times and was averaging about 5 to 8 yards a carry, that it was really proud of what this team was able to do, to go out there and compete on the field. It's nice to have all your weapons back offensively. It's nice to have Paul, Kenneth, Trent and Carlos all out on the field at the same time, and hopefully we can continue to heal as we've got two more games before we have an open date. But I thought the offensive line did some good things opening the holes, and then I really think some of the skill players made some big plays for us. Can't say enough about Jeff Driscoll and the way he's competing. I think he was 18 and 28 today, and I think we had 6 drops as an offense, which tells you a little bit about the way that he went out there and competed today. Defensively, continue to be proud of our front seven with the job that they're doing. We've got to shore some things up with the passing game. Again, they threw for 381 yards. And only rushed for about 30 or 40 yards. I think the front is really doing a nice job, but we got to keep getting better with our coverage. And when you get a lead, that's what people are going to do. They're going to start throwing the ball on you. And our defense did what it had to do to keep them out of the end zone. Even though they gave up 381, they did not give up the big play for points. And I think that was the difference in the game. We had a couple big plays for points, and they had a lot of yards passing, but we were able to keep them out of the end zone for the most part and held them to 16 points. So proud of what this team was able to do, to go out there to get a win at home in a really sloppy day. But I'll enjoy it today. I'll get mad tomorrow when I watch a film, because there's certainly a lot of things that we can clean up. But I would much rather have an ugly win than a pretty loss. We talked about how well we played at Kansas State and all the things that we did in that game and competed so hard, but you still lost the game. I'd much rather have an ugly win than a pretty loss, and that's what we were able to do today. We were able to go out, some sloppy things, some things we got to get cleaned up, penalties, drop passes, lost yardage plays, couple sacks, some big plays in the passing game, definitely a lot of things we got to get cleaned up. But when you find a way to win a game, as a coach, you can really put your thumb down, and these players will watch this film, and they know that we're going to have to get a lot better with 4 very difficult conference games remaining.
How do you sum up the impact Katie had in his return to action
today? I thought he did a nice job. I thought he did a really nice job. He had a couple really nice runs. I talk about his first couple runs. The linebacker, the center, went the wrong way on an inside zone play, and the front linebacker was unblocked in the hole. He made a miss, went for about 8. The touchdown run, he turned and broke through. I think he broke 3 or 4 tackles for his touchdown run there in the second quarter. I think he made some plays. He made some things happen. I think he did some things when he got the ball under his arm like he does. So it's great to have him back there, and he's a weapon. And then when you have Jeff and all your weapons available at the receiver, I think it helps Kenneth as well. When people have to spread the field. They have been a real big blitz team coming into this game. They played much more quarter coverage and keep the ball in front of them and don't give up the big play. And even with that, we were able to hit a couple big plays, and Kenneth made some things happen.
Get Kenneth back, and then at the end of the first half, Jeff had 2 plays where got banged up a little. Were you on the sideline holding your breath a little?
Yeah, I don't want anybody to get hurt, without a doubt. But, I, the one, it just, I, I saw it was like a train wreck. I mean, from a mile away, as he was looking with his eyes inside, and you could see the corner coming from outside, and he didn't see him until the last minute. Just got the wind knocked out of him. And then at the end, we had one of the young linemen was blocking a guy and kind of turned his shoulders and kind of threw him and just happened to throw him into the legs of Jeff, who was standing back there, standing in the pocket. And so kind of rolled up his ankle a little bit, came in at half, but I think he was fine, thank goodness. You guys are going to make it that easy on me? Thank you. It's always nice to win. Appreciate it. Y'all have a good night.
That's one reason why I didn't go up there.